Today's a special day.
Why? What's today?
Christmas card day. You been getting any in the mail?
Christmas? Yeah. Did you get my card?
You want a Christmas card? You want a Christmas card? All right, here.
Hey, there's my Christmas card.
This'll be such a fun Christmas card.
And what about your Christmas card list?
Is that our Christmas card?
Yes.
Thank you for the Christmas card.
Showtime.
WQKX.
Now, you might think Christmas cards are a thing of the past, but believe it or not, there are people that love them and want them. I got a crazy idea, and it's coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Christmas card day. Yay! I see Christmas cards in like dollar stores, like 50 for a buck or something. And it makes me think how Christmas cards have gone away. And I guess that's okay. You could text your friends now. You could Instagram. You could send them a TikTok video wishing them a Merry Christmas if they do all that. But what if they don't? What if there are people out there that would like a Christmas card, but maybe they don't have the opportunity to receive one? I got thinking about this last week, and I got together with my good buddy, Sam Tyler. I love her. She's a great idea person. She's got tons of energy. And I said to her, let's see if we could get this rolling. Now, we've all heard about send Christmas cards overseas to our servicemen and women. I get that. But I got thinking recently that there are people right here at home that could use a Christmas card. Maybe you're not in that demographic, no matter how lonely you might be. You don't really want a Christmas card from someone anonymous. You want a text or a Facebook message from a like or a friend or a former lover, whatever. But to the Christmas card people, the upper demographic, the people who used to send them as well as receive them, maybe they're lonely. I heard about a recent nursing home possibly going back into lockdown because there had been some positive testing going on there for COVID-19. Maybe it's the variant, maybe it's not. Who cares? It's the elderly people that have to be taken care of because they are most susceptible to COVID. So nursing homes take the precautions to protect these people. But at the same time, unfortunately, at this season of giving, it makes those people feel locked in and lonely. So I ran that idea by Sam. I said, let's call some local nursing homes. Let's see if they could use a friendly Christmas card from someone friendly. You, the people of Central PA, the people with the biggest hearts that I've ever met in my life. You people give till it hurts and you love. I'm thinking we'll call it Tidings of Comfort. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to go out and buy a box of Christmas cards and write something nice in the entire box. Leave the front of the envelope blank and drop them off here at the radio station. Send them. You see me in the street, hand me a box of them. I don't care. Just can you please do this for me? Because what we're going to do is between Sam Tyler and I, we're going to gather all these up and we're going to send them to area nursing homes that have residents that are lonely and can't get out or have to wave to their own family through a window. How sad is that? But it's reality and we're living in it. This pandemic won't go away, even though people want to ignore it. Some people. It won't go away. You just heard the story from the hospitals. Mark Lawrence talking to doctors at Geisinger. They're overwhelmed. Yet, there's that other faction of people that refuse a vaccination. I don't want to get political, and I don't want to get into that. I just want to talk about the lonely. Please consider it today. We'll talk about it later. Please consider buying a box of Christmas cards, filling them out, write a nice message in them, and send them here. Care of Morgan in the Morning, 94KX, and let's help each other. Let's do this.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning, next, 94KX.
Dozens of camels were just banned from a beauty contest in Saudi Arabia because they received Botox injections. Not only that, one camel was accused of getting a hump implant.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Tis the season to have gadget. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Everywhere on TV, everybody's got something they're selling. How about that tool that it's about the size of the palm of your hand, but it has everything in it? I think it even has like a hydraulic jackhammer in there. It's like, how do they fit that in there? And they have their little pair of scissors in a file. Air fryers. There's another one. Everybody's got some kind of air fryer that you must have for Christmas. It's all over TV, and I'm thinking, that is so cheesy. And then I get this memo from upper management in my box that says, yes, let me get this right. Morgan in the Morning now welcomes a new sponsor, the air fryer.
If you don't have an air fryer, you're square. Get with it, boomer.
Exactly. Okay. You have never seen this.
That's right. You can make roadkill in it.
And look at the capacity here.
It's what? So big, you could put half a John Goodman inside of it. Ooh. The top half, the bottom half. Huh? It's up to you.
Oh, yeah. So beautiful. Okay.
You can yank off the doors and Grandma can stick her head inside to dry her hair.
Isn't that dangerous?
I take a camping. What? Who needs a dirty campfire when you can make s'mores in a machine?
Okay. Oh my gosh. Wait till you taste it. Mm. So good.
Put a baby's diaper in it and stink up the whole neighborhood.
Here's your chance to order.
Order within 30 seconds. We'll send you 7 of them.
So good.
You'll have so many air fryers, you'll go absolutely insane and start to cry.
Order now.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
The good news is coming up. A plumber who's working in a church and finds a lot of money.
My heart stopped. Really had, I had no clue that that would come about.
Yeah, that money was inside a wall. And the amount was so large, it was undisclosed. But he got a good reward. And that's good news. We talked about it earlier this morning. I came up with what I think is a good idea. We want to spread tidings of comfort. Today is National Christmas Card Day, and I came up with an idea, and I shared it with Sam Tyler. We thought it was kind of cool. We called area nursing homes, and they said, oh, yeah, definitely. It's been a very tough time the last year and a half on our residents of local nursing homes. So we decided we want you to go out and buy a box of Christmas cards today, maybe at the dollar store, Dollar Tree, or Dollar Bag, whatever they call them. And open up that box of cards and write a nice message in every single card. Maybe sign just your first name, whatever. Put them back in the box and get them to us. SBC Media Partners or 94KX, or just drop them off at the front desk and say, here, can you give these to Tom Morgan? And we're going to get those cards to lonely people. Because lonely people need love, too. We'll be posting something up on Facebook soon. And you'll be able to see that. And be part of this idea that just popped in my crazy old man radio head. And we're going to see if we can make it happen. Starting today, a National Christmas Card Day. That sounds like good news, right?
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Okay, so you have your favorite waitress at Dunkin' Donuts. And you talk to her every day, and then you find out she was evicted from her home. So what do? You buy her one.
Thank you so much, Mrs.
And she experienced this hardship. I just wanted to see if I could help her, just improve her life and the life for her kids and make sure that they had stable housing so that she could continue to provide the excellent service that she does at Dunkin'.
It happened at a Dunkin' Donuts in Ohio. Suzanne Burke was the woman who made it happen, and the waitress goes unidentified. But it's still really good news. All right, how about the plumber who's doing some work in a church, breaking into a wall, moving some pipes, and finds a sack full of money, a lot of money. And then the church is appreciative. They didn't even know it was in there, so they reward him with $20,000.
My heart stopped. Really had, I had no clue that that would come about. Bills are stacking up, work is trying to get slow, so I'm just trying to make the best of it. And today, that light shined through. Bit of a blessing, you know, because had you not have donated that money, probably wouldn't have been here today, and I want to thank you for that.
That's a great move by the church, and that's good news. Locally, we have the Here for Good campaign. Always good news. A grandma raising her 2 grandchildren, 7 and 8 years old, could now have toys for her grandchildren. That's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
You could be part of the Here for Good campaign with SBC Media Partners and Mifflinburg Bank and Trust. Go to Here for Good campaign.org. And as always, if you have any good news of your own, you make sure you send it to News Radio. That's WKOK. And Mark Lawrence gets that good news, and he brings it here so we can make it good news with Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Seems like we're all concerned with porch pirates because, you know, deliveries are up. People are scoping out each other's porches. The burglars are out there. Do you call them burglars? They don't break in, really. They just walk up your steps and take your Christmas gifts. That's terrible. That's why everybody's getting those Ring doorbells. I get it. But how about dumb burglars who, like, actually break into places and steal things they don't even realize they're stealing? Two burglars in California broke into a jewelry store in the middle of the night, broke into the glass cases, took all those diamonds, all those jewels. I got news for you guys. At night in the jewelry store, those are fakes in the case. The real ones are in the safe.
And what was the jewelry worth?
$200. It was all that effort for $200.
They just got away with nothing.
Crime is crime, but when you're dumb, it makes it even worse. I don't know. I apologize. I should have made that a version of Morgan in the Mornings, and there it is. But we have more for that.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning. WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
We're going to discover downtown Lewisburg, if we haven't already, with your chance to win. And it's National Christmas Card Day. We'll talk about it.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Here we are, days, weeks before Christmas. We've got plenty of time, but sometimes we let the little things slip through the cracks. Today is National Christmas Card Day. How many people send Christmas cards? Hardly anybody anymore. It's kind of sad. I remember the day when I was, I don't know, growing up when I was a little boy and my mom had the whole wall covered with Christmas cards. Do you still do this? Maybe you don't need to anymore, but she would tack a string from one wall to the other, hang all the Christmas cards on it, then another string. Pretty soon, the dining room wall was covered with Christmas cards. That was back in the day, though. Now we have social media. We could message. We could text. We could send little memes. Merry Christmas! It's faster, it's easier, it's cheaper. You don't need a stamp. I was thinking of that heavy about a week ago when we sit down and we have meetings to plan the show. And I said to Sam Tyler, I said, Sam, Thursday, December 9th is National Christmas Card Day. Let's launch a Christmas card campaign where people of Central Pennsylvania, the most loving people I know, the people with the biggest hearts are from PA. No doubt about it. Get people to buy a box of Christmas cards at like a cheap store or whatever. Fill them out. You can sign them with your first name if you want, but write something nice in there. Don't put anything on the envelope. Put the cards back in a box and drop them off here at the station, and we'll deliver them. Now, here's the angle on this. This was closely related to a story I heard about nursing homes, if we still call them that, senior care centers. Whatever we call them, their residents have been through a lot. Not being able to take visitors sometimes, or maybe out through the window waving at their family. They don't see the traffic inside the center they used to see, people walking about, even if it's the mailman or whatever. It's just not happening because of this pandemic. So I came up with this idea, and I want you people to do it. Please do it. Buy a box of cards, fill them out, drop them off here at SBC Media Partners. Just come in the front door and say, here, this is for the card campaign. But I got thinking card campaign, what could we call it? And then I thought of the phrase, tidings of comfort. How about that? Isn't that what the holiday's all about? We've heard the words, tidings of comfort and joy. Well, how about we just give some comfort as a start? So fill out those cards, drop them off. I don't know, if you see me on the street, hand them to me. Say, hey, Morgan, here's the tidings of comfort for you. Well, it's not for me. It's for residents of area senior centers. I don't know, sometimes good ideas are born out of sad situations. So let's do this, all right? WQKX.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Still to come, late night TV. Jimmy Kimmel is talking about some new CDC testing. Oh, boy.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
The CDC is recommending that 53,000 people who attended an anime convention in New York last month get tested because they may have been exposed to Omicron. This event, basically, it was Comic-Con for Omicron. 15 people tested positive for COVID there. None of them were women, of course. It was an anime convention, but
Pfizer announced that three doses of its vaccine effectively fights the Omicron variant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody who panicked last week was like, honey, where's the receipt for the 2,000 rolls of toilet paper?
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Birthday
nice
buddies.
Clap. Thank you.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
And go!
We're going, okay.
Boy.
Don't be so nasty about it.
I thought this was more of a distance race and not a sprint. Anyway.
A sprint. Okay.
That's the voice of Lynn Hall. She's my best friend in the world. Let's do the celebrity birthday show.
All right.
All right. Simon Helberg is 41 today. Now, who is that guy? That guy is Howard on the Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
This show.
I didn't know his real name.
Oh, now we do.
Yes.
So let's still call him Howard because he'll always be Howard to us.
I'm going to be a human beatbox.
Really?
Howard and Lenny are like the best combination in that show.
Human so, beatbox.
Happy birthday to Simon, otherwise known as Howard. Trey Cole.
Okay.
The drummer for Green Day is 49.
All right, he's 49. Okay.
I just love his name. Is it fake? I think so.
I don't know.
Maybe he's the third.
Maybe.
But is his last name really cool?
I don't think so. I could be wrong on that thing, though.
I doubt it. But anyway, I doubt it.
Oh, Wallflowers.
Ooh. Yes. Our boy, Jacob Dylan, is 52 years old today. Love his voice.
Oh, yeah.
So much better than his dad's.
Oh.
And I'm sorry if you get insulted.
Seriously, though, I agree with you. I mean, I love Bob Dylan, but Jacob has a better voice. Seriously.
Yep. If you haven't figured it out, Jacob of the Wallflowers is the son of Bob Dylan.
Sirens ring, shine through out.
Just play the whole song. Just play the whole song.
Well, next up we have Donny Osmond. You want to hear some Donny Osmond?
No. Okay.
All right, we'll just
thanks for asking, though.
We'll keep the Wallflowers.
All right.
Hey, John Malkovich, one of my favorite actors, because
yes.
He's nuts.
He is nuts.
68 years old. I know you're going to name a different movie, but the movie Red and then Red 2. He is. I think there was a Red 3,
there
too.
There might have been. I don't know.
Bruce Willis, gets the star role, but John Malkovich is so great in both of those movies.
He's just great in anything, I think, because he's just really funny.
It might be the only sequel I have ever liked. But
saying something.
You know what Red stood for in that movie?
No.
It stood for retired extremely dangerous.
Oh my god. I have no idea.
Yeah, they're a bunch of retired spies
right.
Or whatever. Great movie. Look it up. Google it and take a look. And for you football fans, one more. Dick Butkus is 79 today.
Okay, 79.
Man, he still looks like he'd slap the snot out of you.
Probably could. Mm-hmm.
Chicago Bears fans, celebrate
the Bears.
Dick Butkus today at the Bears.
The Bears.
All right, now we do the locals, and Lynn likes to call them.
Well, we all call them birthday buddies.
So. You are absolutely
yes.
Right. I didn't mean to put it all on you. Austin Baker from Shamokin is 27 today.
Barb Kasari from Shamokin is 50 today.
Brandon Hauer from Billtown, 46.
Happy birthday, Brandon Sheeler, 22 today.
Darla Hogenkamp is 66.
Eric Leitch from Beaver Springs, 46.
Happy birthday, Jeremy Long from Paxinus, 43.
Joseph DeBascus, I love that name, from Sealands Grove. Is 65 today.
That sounds movie star.
Yes, it does.
Julie Hagenbaugh is 35 today.
Kaylee Dumas is 30 today.
Kristen Burgard from Sunbury, 24.
Happy birthday, Lisa Royer from Middleburg. Lisa's 53 today.
And Lori Myers from Northumberland is 58 years old today.
Okay, Talisha Bell from Brook Park 28 today.
Trisha Kotner from Nori is the nifty 50.
Wayne Davis from Sealands Grove, 57. Happy birthday, Wayne.
Nothing on the Facebook Messenger. The Ford Fun Line's kind of quiet. And I did check the email today.
Oh,
there's
you
nothing
did?
On that.
Oh, all right.
Well, I've been told to check it more often.
Well, okay. I think that that's probably a good thing to do.
I have learned my lesson. Yes.
Ah, okay.
Right. But those are ways that you can get a hold of us to get your birthday buddy on the radio, because every single day at this time, I persuade Lynn Hall to come into the studio.
It doesn't take much persuasion, really.
And we do.
I love it. Birthday buddies.
Yes, we do. We are discovering downtown Lewisburg again this year. Santa Claus dropped off a sack of gift cards, all worth $50 apiece, giving you the chance to win and shop Lewisburg every morning here with Morgan in the Morning. Now, wait, there's more, as they say on those Popeil Pocket Fisherman commercials. Wait, there's more. You'll also be qualified to win a $350 shopping spree in downtown Lewisburg just in time for Christmas. Your chance to win, coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
I love it. You're a first timer?
Yes, it is.
I'll be gentle. What do you need?
I think it's from Logan to Messina, and it's called Celebrate Me Home.
Oh, that's just Kenny. Yeah, that's just Kenny Loggins. What a beautiful song.
The backstory to this is that my son, Anthony, served in the armed force, and he was in Afghanistan in 2009, and he made it home, thank God, right before the holidays. So it has a lot of meaning to me. I need to start work by 8 o'clock, and I'm driving to work. Can you get it on before 8, Tom?
Before 8 o'clock? You got it. What's your name?
My name is Pam. My son's name is Anthony, and I love him to death.
Okay, Pam, what a beautiful story. Thank you very much. We will do that, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye. Wow, that's what Christmas is all about right there. I know we have the song. Let's do it now. Let's just do it now. Move everything else. And for those of us lucky enough to celebrate someone home from the service, celebrate them home with 94KX. I love that song. Thank you so much for the phone call, Pam. The song always makes me cry, though. So, here we are.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
We are discovering downtown Lewisburg.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Jordana Adams.
We have another winner.
Woo! Discovering downtown Lewisburg. Who's this?
Danny Kitchen.
Danny, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
All right. Where are you from?
Lewisburg.
So you're familiar with downtown Lewisburg then, right?
I am, yep.
Doesn't it look beautiful this time of the year?
It does.
Man, we had them on the show last week. They're talking about they redid some of the downtown lighting. Late Shoppers Night was a huge success. There's still some Late Shoppers Nights coming up. We'll talk about that later. But for you, Danny, you got a gift card from Jordana Adams. You got a special woman in your life?
I do, yep.
You're set up, bud, because I love the shop for the ladies on my list at Jordana Adams. Plus, you're qualified for that $350 shopping spree.
That'd be awesome.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
Careful what you do, especially if it's a prank. A guy from Dauphin County, yeah, putting Pennsylvania on the map again. Paxton Township, Dauphin County. His wife penciled him in for an electoral post, and he won.
Several positions, and they were just blank, you know, with no candidates running at all.
Sure, sure, you've got my vote.
And I said, wow, there's two votes already.
Guess what I got, what letter I got in the mail? And I was like, I don't know, like a holiday card? And then he's like, I won the election.
You know, while some people may jokingly write in their spouse or their neighbor, we hope they understand that there are serious reasons that these offices are on the ballot.
Yeah, nobody was there, and he won with two votes. Congratulations.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
He's a doctor by trade, by the way. He has no idea how to do the job he was voted in for.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Viral comedy's on the way. Your kid plays the trombone around the house, even if it gets on your nerves.
Don't even do that.
I love it.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Okay, you got that teenager around the house that plays the trombone and has a tendency to bother his mom with it. The kid's good, Mom.
Enough.
Got to be in the honors band, you know, state champion even. But the video is hilarious. Look for it later. And our next video isn't viral comedy. It's viral reality. Google released their year in search video for 2021. It's a look back on all that's happened in the past year, from heroic healthcare workers and determined small business owners to returning to sports, theater, and concerts sprinkled throughout. Inspiring words.
You can get through it, and if you can get through it, there's a greater reward on the other side.
Just like anybody else, you know, I'm just trying to do my little part to try and save my community.
Hello. I'm just really excited we're back open.
We are not drowning.
We just have to band together as a community and get people's lives back.
Even as we grieved, we grew, that even as we hurt, we hoped, that even as we tired, we tried, that we'll forever be tied together, victorious.
Year in Search, 2021.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
That last video is pretty emotional. Can we go back to the trombone kid? Thanks a lot. That makes me feel a lot better, I think.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We have another winner.
Hang on. I got her name wrong. It's Melanie, okay? And where are you from, Melanie?
Middleburg.
You caught up in the hustle and bustle right now, Mel?
Yep, absolutely.
You got kids, you got grandparents, you got parents, you got relatives stopping over. Yikes!
Yep, absolutely. All of the above.
All right, so you need a break from BJ's, don't you?
Oh, my goodness, yes. That'd be awesome.
Well, you got it. You got two $20 gift cards from BJ's. You can keep one, give the other one to your favorite foodie. Whatever you want to do, you're a winner with BJ's and Morgan in the Morning.
Fantastic.
Yes, it is fantastic and wonderful at Christmas time. See what I did there? Tom's top list in this hustle and bustle. We like to fight all the way to Grandma's in the car. I'm going to try to fix that.
Mood is right.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Let's get started.
Yo, over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go, and we're going to argue all the way. Ho, 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 right? Here are the top arguments, or what they call carguments, during holiday travel. Backseat driving comes in at number one. Yeah, you got the mother-in-law back there or something. Getting lost comes in at number two. Even with GPS, we still manage to get lost. Number three, messing with the heat and or air conditioning. Next up, bad driving, like speeding. Yeah, that's what my problem is. And whose directions are we following anyway? That causes a fight. GPS apps, another one. And my favorite, which radio station is on? Who controls the radio? All right, here's what you want to do. The 94KX app, all the way to your holiday destination. Tom's top list of the day. Isn't it cool when you and your coworkers could get together and kind of, I don't know, some people call it brainstorming, but sometimes it's not. You just come up with a crazy idea. Well, today is National Christmas Card Day, and Christmas card sales are way down because of social media and electronic and digital media. We came up with an idea, Sam Tyler and I, and we're going to make it happen in Central PA and help send love to the lonely. Stay with us. Details coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Yeah, our parting shot today. Is it fake news? Is it real news? Well, in today's day and age where one network versus another, here's some hot news. Some real hot news from Fox.
This is the Fox Square in New York, outside of Fox headquarters. It appears that our giant Christmas tree there, just a couple minutes ago, was completely engulfed in flames.
Well, the motive, I don't think, is clear at this point. It's an individual that's known to us. He has a series of low-level arrests.
We came here today. My husband's a big Fox News fan. So I told him, I said, if we're in the area, we'll get our picture taken in front of the tree, and there's no tree.
Wow.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.